Check one,
check
two.
One, hello. Two. Hello.
Good evening.
Hi.
Let's do this thing. Hello and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by The Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the InnerTubes, and from our award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review. Help us get in the top 10.
Yeah.
You may also go to Ustream and subscribe to our vodcast, or go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I come to your place and defang your shway.
What the hell?
I'm threatening them with my messy place.
With your messy place? A messy place.
With a messy place. I'm threatening them with a messy place.
That seems like the most logical way to get subscribers.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, not at all.
I know where you live.
So?
Just saying.
You're weird.
Keep talking, smart guy.
If you're a listener who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over. We're coming to you live from the second floor of the fabulous John Lovitz Comedy Club on the GoCast Network, high atop the hill of Universal City Walk in sunny Universal City, California. In the Universal City tonight, we have Jimmy Palombi and Shelley Siegel. You know these folks from the world of reason. I don't know why we do it every week.
It scares me.
All right. So we were going to have Johnny Three Nuts on the show, and I didn't hear back via email when I sent him a confirmation, and I didn't think to call him today.
He's got
and
a lot on his plate maintaining that extra nut.
Here we are. That's the first joke of the show. That's, I'm going to quote you in the description on that one. So Johnny Three Nuts wants to do the show and will be doing the show eventually, but right now we are sans Three Nuts.
I wanted to say his name over and over again.
I know!
Disappointed.
Even between the four of us?
Yeah. What?
Well, no. We're sans those Three Nuts.
His Three Nuts.
I thought you weren't a good skeptic, but you are very good at this. Earlier, Shelley was telling
bowls.
Me. Shelley was telling me she's a better atheist than she is a skeptic.
Yeah,
but I think I'm guilty of that as well, to be sure. But it's always great to have you back, Jimmy Palombi.
Thank you.
Or Palombi, as it was said when people were killing people with your name.
It was maiming.
It
just
was maiming.
Just injury.
No murder.
No, you're just
Palombi.
Injured.
So that's what it is.
Sorry, I couldn't bring my fan base today in the studio.
You have a fan on the. Well, not the Wall of Reason, the Skeptic Tank.
You do have a fan on the Skeptic Tank. Who
sure
is it?
Do.
What are they saying?
They're saying, I've been paid to be here. Is
Jimmy,
that true, Jimmy?
Well.
Jimmy's done some commercials, right?
Many.
Many commercials?
About 90.
Really?
Yeah.
And you've been on television, too, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah,
that's where I've seen you.
Yeah, I was that guy with that thing in that show.
You're that guy
doing that stuff.
I know. I see it.
Listen, what bothers me the most about the clips that I've been able to find online that are associated with you is that those clips are all super lo-fi. What the fuck, man? Get some high quality clips.
I'm not doing that. I don't. You know, I have someone else who's been putting that stuff.
You got a guy for that?
I'm just so bad at selling myself. I don't like do any of that. So
really?
I have a friend who's done that for me.
Well, let's have a look at one
is
of the
that
lo-fi.
A pimp?
No.
Yeah,
a
let's. Pimp.
Uh oh. We'll look at a lo-fi clip of yours a little later.
Oh, sure.
Actually. But do we have it up?
No.
Oh, it's okay. It's not feeding over there.
I'm all right.
All right, we'll resolve that later. We've got this wonderful new setup here in the studio where we, in theory, can actually feed video right out to the video stream.
Look how good it's working.
Shut up!
What?
I'm gonna kill you with my penis.
That's already been done.
What? Is that where the empty eyes come from?
Yes.
Yeah. Shelley, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It seems like you're in the States more than you're in the Oz.
Yeah, I think
down under.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But this is my first time on.
You have not
yours?
Done Skeptically Yours yet.
No.
It's nice to have you.
Yes.
You've brought your guitar.
Oh.
I will play a song.
Maybe you'll play something this time.
You don't.
Because last time you brought your guitar and it was never used.
Yeah, that's always a
drag.
We
were too busy like ganging up on Joe.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right? Topic today, I want to talk about feng shui. We've never talked about feng shui. Everybody says feng shui, but it's written
shui.
With an E. Feng shui.
Should we have
which is just an offensive way to say a Chinese word.
We should have arranged the studio differently.
Yeah.
The studio is a perfect example of bad, what they would call bad feng shui, I suppose. But, yeah.
This table is just too big.
It is?
Yeah.
It's a big old peanut table.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it just disturbs the flow of the feng shui.
You know what feng shui is supposed to be, right? Do you know anything about it, Shelley?
Really? I just know that it's the way that the room is supposed to be to make
it. It's about flow of qi, spelled Q-I, because they're Chinese and they can just do that shit. qi, which for the record is a Scrabble word.
And Chong's partner.
Wait a minute. qi and Chong. She is supposed to be the life force, the flow of energy that is our life force. And if we get it to flow right, because apparently the life force can be impeded by a couch if it's not in the right place. And it can be impeded by a color.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just, it's bullshit.
It can be impeded by anybody who decides they know what they're doing.
Right. I wonder if anybody who does the whole feng shui setup in people's homes goes in and goes, yeah, your husband's a fat slob. We got to get him out of here. He's fucking up the flow.
Or like if you could pay someone to ruin someone's feng shui. So like they go in.
Oh my God, I never thought of that.
Organize the room in a way that, you know, mucks.
That's how we take over China. We fuck up their shui, man. We fuck shui.
The government's doing that for years. They send guys in secretly.
Big studies going on.
Move the offices around.
You know, Dick Van Dyke's house had bad feng shui.
Yeah, just on every other episode.
It did. No. It had bad feng shui in the first, I don't know what it was, two or three seasons.
Yes.
And then suddenly someone came along, fixed the feng shui.
Yeah.
And he just did a little sidestep.
Yes.
Actually, nothing was moved. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He just.
Well, it was still bad feng shui. He just learned how to get around it.
Right.
It's literally a metaphor for us all, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
Well, the qi. If you take when you take them, if there's a whole, I don't know.
No, I want it. You have to finish this. That sounded awesome.
Well, if the qi's bad, you can just learn how to deal with it, or change the qi.
Yeah.
Don't we always just learn how to deal with it?
No one likes bad qi's. He said if the cheese bad.
It sounded like you said no one likes bad cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
That's what I heard when he said it. Did you hear it? Amanda heard it?
Easy cheese.
Jansen, are you listening? Oh, I see.
Chi in a
bottle.
Chi in a can. There we go.
There, there was an episode of Bullshit that was that covered the whole feng shui thing. And I stumbled across a guy who loves Bullshit, the show, and loves Penn and Teller, but called Bullshit on their episode of the feng shui takedown. And he said what they did on Bullshit was they hired three different, I'm going to air quotes this, feng shui experts and asked these three different experts to come in to the same home, set up the same way when they walk in, and organize it so that the qi is flowing perfectly.
And they all did it differently?
Oh, they're fucking morons.
All different.
It was awful.
What was his defense of that, the guy who called Bullshit on the Bullshit?
Well, I don't think that they went back to him. I don't think that they tried to solve it.
It was just an experiment to see what they would do.
Yeah. I think he sat at home weeping like a little pussy. They're liars, these folks. They make shit up.
They charge you a lot of money for ornaments like little frogs.
And that's why I'm opposed to it. Absolutely why I'm opposed to it.
Well, I'm definitely sensitive to atmosphere as far as – say if I'm writing, the mood, the lighting, the location.
Right.
That's taken in through my eyes.
I believe that's just per person, though.
Right.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Get an interior decorator.
Well, I suppose. No, because that'll be their own personal. You know, it has to do with mine. So, you know,
I don't know. You could become an interior decorator.
I've thought of that.
Yeah.
They say it's really important to have your front door cleared as for good feng shui.
They just want to be able to get into your house.
Yeah, like, you know, you want to have the energy flow coming straight through the door, not have anything blocking or impeding.
Do you really want your qi going?
And mirrors placed strategically. I mean, that's part of it.
But what if you have a tree outside your front door and that's kind of blocks the energy going in?
Or the house across the street.
Yeah, you need to break that down. Yeah, cut trees down and stuff.
Yeah, that can't be right.
And I wonder how they check the energy, you know.
Well, they don't. They're just making it up. When you watch the episode of Bullshit, which you can get on YouTube, Penn and Teller, or just look Bullshit and Feng Shui, and it comes right to the top. The complaint that I came across a blog where a guy was complaining, as I said, and his complaint was that they asked three people to do it, to rearrange the room so that it worked within the ideal of feng shui, so that the qi was flowing right. And all of them gave different ones. And then his argument was, if you go to three different doctors and they give you three different diagnoses, does that mean... I know, that's where I went. Dude, you are off the rails already.
Yeah, I know.
So Penn and Teller's show bothered to actually get three of them and actually test them and see what could happen.
Johnny Three Nuts.
And
I just wanted to say it.
Yeah, I know, right? And this guy comes up with this absurd example with no... I mean, if you really want to argue that, don't you have to send three people with the same affliction to three different right. doctors and prove that indeed that's happening? Because he said that's what the people who complain about big pharma and doctors and medicine, those who are into the alternative medicines, that's what they do. They say that the doctors are giving all of these different diagnoses and different treatments, right?
You're saying diagnoses?
Yeah. Well, that's plural for diagnosis.
Just sounds funny.
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Get your people to check that.
Yeah.
Yes. Check it out.
Hey, Joe, let me know. Is it diagnoses? Am I saying it right? hey, Mom. Fuck off.
Diagnoses.
So, huh?
Diagnoses.
Oh, it is not. Did you look it up? Oh.
Diagnosi.
Now manager's shouting weird phrases.
I think it's mice.
Mice.
I think that's the plural.
Nicely done. Sure. Joke number two makes its way into the show. Welcome. Welcome to Skeptically Yours.
But
Jimmy Palombi.
I don't agree. I mean, I don't think you would get three different diagnoses.
This guy wrote this blog in 2010, and he had a button, you know, that said negative feedback or tell me to fuck off or whatever. And I clicked it, and then I went, it's 2010. I'm not going to pull this guy back, you know, yeah. pull him back 3 years to call him out on his bullshit. But he's wrong. The difference between testing three people who claim to know, and they claim it's a science, that's another thing. Then when you press them on how the science works, there's no answers. Yeah. It's exactly like religion.
Maybe
you have
the chi flows in many different ways.
I was looking.
There
at
are
the
many
Wikipedia.
Paths to chi flow.
And there is, actually. There's different types of feng shui.
So they could just say that as an explanation.
I guess they could.
But shouldn't one room have its own path instead of three different?
As long as there's not certain things obstructing it.
They were vastly different, these guys. In fact, one of the women, there was two women and a man. One of the women that claimed to be an expert was just deriding this woman for having a red couch in the living room. And talking about how red represents all this awful stuff.
Yeah.
And
could cause headaches.
Oh, yeah. It was nuts. And the other two...
Three nuts. Got it in time.
Yeah.
Johnny Three Nuts.
It's like he's here with us.
Yeah. I missed that he's here. Not here. I can't wait to have him back on the show. What the hell was I saying?
The color of the couch.
The color of the couch. One of the other people said that red is a perfect color.
Well, he said, we need to have this room like a red bordello looking. Red walls and curtains.
That was the guy who said it.
Yeah. Right. Yes, it was.
Just not the couch.
Unbelievable.
I think the couch worked.
What, you think what?
I said I think the red couch worked with the guy.
Yeah. There was another moment in it that really just tells all, in my opinion. And the guy, was he the one that said no red? No, the guy... he didn't know his mic was still on as he exited the room.
Yeah.
And as he exited the room after they were finished arranging it, he goes, still looks like shit. Not kidding. What kind of douchebag is that?
Come and take someone's money and then bag their head.
Yeah, yeah. And they charge thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
One woman charges between 10 cents and $2 per foot.
Per square foot.
That's how she charges.
$900 for a water fountain, the noisiest water fountain you could buy.
Yeah, yeah, which she happened to have on the truck with her.
Yeah. Not peaceful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I can legally call her a cunt, so I won't, but she is an awful person. I'll say that.
An awful cunt.
I would never... Wait. We got problems here now, legally. All right, we'll remove that from the final edit. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on the GoCast Network, skepticallyyours.net, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
Good news, everyone.
We have a premium ad-free service. I do a pretty good impression of the other professor. We have a premium ad-free service. We do the show for 90 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. If your lady's offered to shave your back, tell her you got 2 minutes, starting now.
You're listening to the GoCast Network.
Hey guys, this is Danny Trejo, and when I'm in Huntington Beach, I go to my favorite restaurant, the Second Floor. The Second Floor has my favorite food, and man, you have to see their colossal burger. You need a damn machete just to cut them. And they were just voted the best fusion art restaurant. Tattoo art from some of the biggest names like Jack Rudy and Rick Walters. Every Thursday night, art shows featuring legends to local artists come in, and you can meet them in person. You can buy the art right off the walls, and all sales go right to the artists. After 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, well-known DJs spinning an eclectic mix of music, and you gotta check out their late-night menu. Go visit them on the web. Check out their great menu, upcoming art shows, and your favorite DJ. Located at 126 Main Street, downtown Huntington Beach. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured.
I don't know anything. She's not here, but you said your name's on the work order, too.
This organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Buck Starr here, Greg Seitz, whatever my name is, Greg Buck Starr Seitz, CEO of GoCast Network.
And I'm Gary Garver, formerly of, I don't even want to mention that asshole's name, from the GoCast Network, program director of the GoCast Network.
Weren't you on Journey?
Yeah, that was it. Sammy Hagar, they say.
Sammy Hagar. And you know what? We got some sick new technology. You can check us out with Viddy.
What the hell's Viddy, Greg? I have no idea what that is.
Viddy is Instagram, Twitter combined for a great 15-second video experience where you'll see awesome clips and fun stuff.
Wow, I can't wait to check that out. Where do we go?
Viddy.com? I think so.
Okay, cool.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jimmy Palombi.
Hello.
And Shelley Siegel. No Johnny Three Nuts this time.
Johnny Three Nuts.
We'll play one of his ads, though. That'll be fun.
I think that Fuck him.
Fun. No, he does really great commercials.
Oh.
What?
He's not here.
You just want to fuck Johnny Three Nuts.
Yeah. That's.
You want to know if he has three nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You can barely see this, but you can see it enough, I think, because it's blown up. It's a really tiny, like 200 pixel video that I pulled offline of Jimmy Palombi in a commercial.
Yes!
Hey, let's order a pizza.
Make it a thin crust.
You got it.
Hello?
Yeah, we'd like a large thin crust pizza.
Ralph?
Exactly. And you know what? Make it the way I like it. Load it with mozzarella and toppings.
You know I hate when you do this.
Wonderful. And another thing, make it snappy because we're starving, right, boys?
Ralph.
Chop, chop.
For fresh baked pizza today, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
I didn't know that was you.
Ralph, who delivered?
That'd be me.
That was a cold
day. Nice, nice.
Overheard this playing in the living room, but I didn't know that was you.
She is...
They just caught me talking to my wife. That was not real.
Your wife's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's the old standby. The bitchy wife, the chubby, dumb husband, that was the big rage for quite a while.
It was the big rage. When was that? What year was that?
A few years ago. I was out here. It was the last scene when they turned the sprinkler on with us. They waited till the end of the day because they didn't want to keep doing wardrobe. But they did it a bunch of times,
right.
And it was really cold. It started getting colder. But we had some real fun outtakes with that. They used many different versions.
How many times did you have to change your clothes?
I think 5.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
5 of the same shirt, yeah, and 5 of the same pants, and yeah. 5 of the same everything.
Just like Emery's wardrobe.
Yes.
What are you saying? What is he saying to me?
Saying you wear the same thing.
All right. Well, we had another commercial actor that was scheduled to do the show, and in his absence, we will play his commercial.
Ever notice how people just give out their keys?
to a contractor, a neighbor. Maybe you lose a key. That's like giving a key to a stranger. Your door can't tell the difference between these people, because it's a door. What if your lock could?
Fondue?
Nope. With Smart Key, you can rekey your lock in seconds. So you can give out a key 1 minute and render it useless the next.
Not cool.
Actually, it's very cool.
Smart Key, only from Kwikset.
He is cute. I wonder
He's really cute.
Nuts look like.
Three times as cute.
He's got to get that on every show he goes to. When we have him on, we're going to have to just kind of refrain, probably.
Why?
Because I don't want to be like every show. You ever done a junket?
No.
Did you do any? Did you have to do any?
I've done a Swede.
Oh, she was good. Yeah, a junket is where you do interview after interview after interview to support some movie that you've
It's the same
done.
Questions.
It's the same. It's fucking insidious. And as a comic, when you travel around the country, I'm kind of happy he's not here so we can make fun of the, we can get the three nuts thing out of our system before we have him in.
No, I'm going to keep going.
So, Shelley.
Shelley, what have you been up to?
So I'm on tour, at the moment, since I was last with you.
Yeah.
I've been to...
Still on tour.
I'm still on tour, yep.
Shelley stays with us when she's in town sometimes. It's really nice to have you.
But she's in a sweet condo now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're on tour.
Bailed on you guys. Since I was last here about a month ago, I've been to Texas.
She means Ben. She's been to Texas.
What did I say?
You said Bean.
I've been. Yeah. I've been to Texas.
She's been to Texas?
Yeah.
Like Bean.
Whenever she does one of those weird Oz words, I'll clear it up for the listener.
Oh, thank you. My translator.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
So, I played a few shows in
Texas.
She's
played a few shows in Texas.
I thought you were going to laugh for me. That would have been good.
I was going to. I just choked.
I didn't
and that's
say
why
that.
Jimmy hasn't done any commercials for a few years. He's always choking right in the moment. Anyway, tell us about your tour.
So I played for Houston Atheists, and I played at Houston Oasis, which was really cool. It was like a humanist Sunday morning meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they had like music playing, and they have a guest speaker every week, and it was a real...
Get protested at all? Anyone with signs?
No, I was expecting to be. Everyone warned me about Texas. Said go around if you can, you know. Yeah. Which is hard; it's so big. But
where in Texas were you?
I was in Houston,
isn't bad, and San Antonio.
San Antonio,
nice.
Yeah, and then Austin.
I was about to say, if you go to Texas, do not go to Austin.
It was great. It was so much fun. I was there for South by Southwest and
Austin Freethinkers down there.
I was there for the American Atheist Convention, which was just like 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That was fun.
Austin. Austin is, in my opinion, Austin is the little slice of Texas that makes Texas worth even going to.
It was so much fun.
Without Austin, it's a shitball.
It was crazy with South by Southwest because there was just a bunch of tourists going nuts. But even after they left, there was like a marching band half naked and covered in glitter just going up the main street.
Glitter. She meant glitter. Like on her shirt. We're still on video. I love when you sing for us. You brought your guitar.
I did.
I have a video that I can cue up at some point, but I'd like you to see. Would you mind singing?
Sure, I would love to sing. I wish I had a song about skepticism, and I'm writing one. I'm trying to write a song called When Steve Vai Broke My Heart With His Magnetic Bracelet.
Oh, all right.
But I feel bad to play guitar on a Steve Vai song.
Right. Well, the magnetic bracelets, Heather and I stumbled into an opportunity a while back when we were coming out of Vegas. We went to a mall actually to be in a reality pilot. And on the way to that, we stopped by this mall and there was this woman selling the rubber bracelets with the hologram. It wasn't magnetic, it was hologram. And they have this pitch that they give you that is just utter bullshit. The pitch is just crap. And you hold your arms out.
We videotaped it.
Yeah, and I caught it on videotape. I threw away, she kept putting the band in my hand to show me how much stronger I was with the band. And they use, it's actually an old kinetic trick where you push down, you push straight down, and with the center of the gravity
in place. And then if you push somebody's center of gravity off just a touch, just a hair, and push a slightly different angle on the arm,
right?
It seems like it takes a lot less force to knock you off center.
Unless you're using feng shui.
Feng shui is the only way that you can beat this system. A lot of people don't know this. I think studies have been done. What are you going to play for us, Shelley?
Well, I thought I would play my most skeptical song. And it's called House With No Walls. So okay. It's from my album, an atheist album.
Cool.
And I wrote it for my friend.
The ceiling would just fall then.
Exactly.
You completely ruined the end of the song now, Jimmy.
The punchline is gone.
The fucking payoff.
But yeah, I made this for my friend who doesn't believe in evolution. And he understands how it works because
he's one of the 6,000 year guys?
No, he's not. Okay. He just doesn't like to think about it. But
that's just laziness, not a...
But he understands how evolution works. He won an essay writing competition when we were in high school about evolution.
Yeah.
And he was invited to the most prestigious university in my state to give a talk about evolution. But he doesn't believe in it.
He was just reporting.
Yeah.
All right. Shelley's going to sing this. What's the name of the song?
It's called House With No Walls.
House With No Walls. And
then the ceiling would just fall.
But yeah, so basically I said to him, can't you just look at the evidence and see that it exists because you understand how it works.
Right.
So it's just an evidence thing. He said, I don't want to look at the evidence. I already suspect my life is meaningless. And I don't want it to be confirmed.
Oh, nihilist. Aww. That's a drag.
Yeah.
All right. So translating for you will be Jimmy Palumbo.
That's an F sharp 7.
That was the joke. Nicely done, sir.
You're on like 5 now. It's killing it. All right. So this is House With No Walls. You're standing in a house with no walls. You don't want to leave. Feels like home. You're sitting in a house with no floors. You can feel the mud seeping in, but you just choose to ignore all the evidence that what you think is unreal. You don't look because you don't like the way it makes you feel. You say you need the shelter to get through all your faults. That's why you choose to live in a house with no walls. Think they'll protect you from the world, but how can you be sure you're wearing anything at all? And even when the others tell you that your raincoat is worth more than all the evidence that what you think isn't real, you don't look because you don't like the way it makes you feel. You say you need the shelter to get through all your faults. That's why you choose to live in a house with no walls. Why don't you build your shelter from the things we know? All the outdated dogma, just let it go. Why don't you build your shelter from the things we know? All the outdated dogma, just let it go. Standing in a house with no walls. You don't want to leave because it feels like home. You're sitting in a house with no floors. No. You can feel the mud seeping in, but you just choose to ignore all the evidence that what you think isn't real. You don't look because you don't like the way it makes you feel. You say you need the shelter to get through all your faults. That's why you choose to live in a house with no walls. And then the roof falls down.
Woo! Fantastic.
That's awesome. You sing great.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on the GoCast Network, skepticallyyours.net, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
You're listening to the GoCast Network.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hey guys, this is Danny Trejo, and when I'm in Huntington Beach, I go to my favorite restaurant, The Second Floor. The Second Floor has my favorite food, and man, you have to see their colossal burgers. You need a damn machete just to cut them. And they were just voted the best fusion art restaurant. Tattoo art from some of the biggest names like Jack Rudy and Rick Walters. Every Thursday night, art shows featuring legends to local artists come in. And you can meet them in person. You can buy the art right off the walls. And all sales go right to the artists. After 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, well-known DJs spinning an eclectic mix of music. And you gotta check out their late-night menu. Go visit them on the web. Check out their great menu, upcoming art shows, and your favorite DJ. Located at 126 Main Street, downtown Huntington Beach. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
Greg Buckstar Seitz here for the GoCast Network.
I'm Gary Garver, formerly of The Howard Stern Show, and I love the GoCast Network, Greg. It's awesome.
I love the GoCast Network, too. And you know what I love about it is the partnerships we have, like with Ustream.
I dig Ustream.
Me too. What a great place to watch live content like we do 30 shows a week live.
Yeah, we're kicking ass here at the GoCast Network. And how can people check out our shows on Ustream?
Well, what they can do is they can go to GoCastNetwork.com, click on the little live preview, boom. It opens right up. You're watching on GoCast and bonuses to Ustream because guess what? It's their little thing.
We got some great shows here.
We do.
Check us out. GoCast Network.
GoCast Network.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
And now back to Skeptical Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jimmy Palombi, and Shelley Siegel has been singing.
Hello.
Thanks for being here, you guys.
That was so nice.
It's nice to be here.
That was gorgeous. Jimmy, what are you going to sing today?
Yeah, I was just about to do that joke.
I would like to sing a little song.
He's going to hand the guitar over. And I don't think he's plugged in right now.
No, I don't need to be plugged in.
No? Okay. No. All right.
So, I'm going to just sing about some of the stuff we've been talking about. I'm just going to kind of whip this off.
Awesome. Okay, great.
Is that all right?
Awesome.
I've always wanted to see Jimmy Palombi whip it off.
There you go. I don't have three nuts. So we were doing feng shui.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houses falling.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff about religion.
Right. We'll get back to feng shui a little bit later.
Commercials we were talking about. So.
Oh yeah.
What else can I?
Quick set.
Just give me an emotion.
Ennui.
Ennui. Ennui.
virtually anything.
And a type of relationship.
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous and ennui. Here we go. I only do instrumentals.
There you go. Jimmy Palombi, ladies and gentlemen.
It was all in there, though. You were listening.
Have you done that bit before? Because that was awesome.
Well.
No, never. I thought of it right here, Emery. That's the answer. Because there's nothing on video on you.
Anyway. I got to put some stuff up, I guess.
You have to.
I do shows like every other night.
Just ask somebody to film.
Right.
Well, they all film them. I just don't bother.
What the hell's
uploading.
Wrong with you? What the?
one of my favorite things.
I'm stealing that.
One of my favorite things that I've seen of you online is something High Road, Low Road.
Yes, a pilot.
That was a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite cute. Your brother is in it. Is it really your brother?
That is my brother, and we are still marketing that. It's still out. People are still looking at it.
Well, and I came across something which looked maybe like it was from High Road, Low Road, where you were talking about a painted pig.
Yes.
Is that the High Road, Low Road thing?
It is a segment from it, yeah.
Yeah. Whoever has the footage, you and I are going to talk. You're going to get me that footage, and I'm going to...
Bob, did you hear that, Bob?
I'm going to re-upload it for you.
Actually, the guy who did that is a regular listener.
He is?
He lives in Ohio. He listens all the time.
That's phenomenal.
Great. Yeah.
Hey, Bob, get us the high quality
them. If they did a lot of painting on livestock,
It's something that they started a long time ago. You take some paint, you get yourself a swine or a cow, and they would paint it. I think this is a Picasso or a, not the, I mean, I think it's a Jerry Picasso or something like that. They would paint the pig or any animal, and the pig would slowly die from suffocation. They'd poke out the middle, eat the innards, and then they mount the pig with a beautiful artwork here. Painting on livestock, it's all Cleveland. It's all good.
that's you on the high road, low road.
Yes.
That's really, apparently didn't get picked up.
Did they really kill that pig?
No. Pig is still alive. Pig.
Heather has trouble with that. She worries for the animals.
You're a meat eater though, correct?
Hell yeah.
So, I'm not.
Are you not?
I'm not.
You are not?
No.
You're not. How come?
You should be ashamed.
What's
yourself?
The reason for being a vegan, vegetarian? What do you call yourself?
I look at me. I eat cheese.
Okay.
Dairy. Occasional. My reason was I didn't like the treatment of the factory farming animals.
Okay.
That was it.
Why don't you just go out and kill it yourself?
I'm very weak. No, if I needed to, I mean, that's nature. That makes sense. But I just didn't like the way it was being done.
I see.
It's, you're okay with how they treat cheese?
Well, cheese has it coming. Those bastards.
Enough of that cheese.
That's our callback.
So, I want to since we have the video working in this segment, I want to get to a little bit of the feng shui thing that that they did on bullshit. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about the legality. Of playing.
I'm going to name drop for Emery. Aren't you a pal of Mr. Teller?
I am, but it's Penn and Teller both. I work for both of them. And here's the deal. Both those guys don't have, necessarily the rights to give it to me. You know, so I wouldn't even bother them with it. I would I would have to go to Showtime and ask for permission. But in lieu of that,
we'll do it anyway.
I'm just going to run it and then pull it out of the show when they tell me that I have to. So here's a few moments from the Penn and Teller's Bullshit, the Feng Shui episode.
Huddled master bedroom.
We'll draw this analogy. The upstairs is Iowa.
Okay.
And what happens is that although you added a little bit to Iowa, it's almost like transplanting a Californian to Iowa.
Oh, okay.
If you don't understand analogies, just don't use them. It's like a pig on a tightrope.
Now, the first few months as a Californian, you're going to watch what you eat. You're going to exercise. But after a while, you're going to start hitting that bacon.
Well, we like bacon.
So the way we look at this is that this part that got added to is really kind of like a Californian that's been glommed onto Iowa. So we will look at your house as a characteristic house of the state of Iowa.
Is Mr. California saying that Iowa is bad?
Your bedroom.
So that guy, he's the one that whispered as he left to kind of mumbled to himself, you know, this... still looked like shit. His own work, that which he had apparently been an expert at doing. But all three of these people completely all over the place. And I want to go find that website that I found today. And I want to send the guy an email to this show because this is my fucking response. You can't just make up a scenario or use a made-up. That's what he did. He used a made-up scenario that doctors all give different diagnoses. Mm. Doctors do not all give different diagnoses.
Unless they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, and then that's a doctor that loses its license. But if you go in for gallbladder attack, you don't have one doctor going...
You have a heart murmur.
Yeah, exactly. Not one.
The leg's got to go.
And those doctors lose their licenses if those doctors exist, if they do that. So it's a complete straw man argument. You know, it's not a thing that happens. There are doctors that treat things differently.
Oh,
there's no
I've
question
had
about that.
One doctor that diagnosed me totally and completely wrong.
Okay. What happened?
I went in there for some lady troubles.
Yeah.
And he says, hello, sir.
And he gave me a prescription for something I didn't have down there.
Right.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I went to finally a better reputable doctor called Planned Parenthood. And they were like, no, that
they
guy
blood
didn't
and said,
know what the hell he was talking about.
It ain't gonorrhea, HIV.
Yeah, exactly.
but that doesn't mean that, like, they were both right. It's like one of them was wrong.
One of them was really, really wrong. Yeah. And I should have known when I went to the doctor's office and realized that he was not really equipped to look at lady parts.
So the author of the blog would argue that that means that you can't trust medicine.
That means that I was the dumb one that stayed in that doctor's office.
Right. I guess what he's saying, let's think it through. What he's saying is, if that's going on in the medical world, right, then it doesn't mean necessarily, this is his argument, that medicine is a problem, that it isn't something that's real, that it's that's a way to disprove the validity of the scientific process in the medical field.
Amanda
had something happen.
I don't think that's what he's doing, though. I think what he's doing is saying even with hard sciences, people have differences of opinion and different ideas of what's going on.
Okay.
And I have another lady bit issue and others.
I think the problem is the vagina here.
Yeah,
it's a whole world of unexplored territory.
Sherry, do you have a song? Do you have a song about that one?
Yeah. All right.
Shelly, have a song about that?
But I had an issue with my feet where my toes go numb all the time, and I had a doctor.
This does connect to your vagina.
No. This is a different,
sorry.
Unrelated.
Okay,
I moved
got it.
Past my vagina. I know that's hard to believe.
Would move past the vagina other than to get to the anus?
Oh, my God.
Was your toe caught in your butt?
It was. Okay. Oh, my God.
Continue.
Talk about feng shui.
So, my pinky toe and the two next to it go numb all the time. Like, it's been happening since I was in my teens, and I've seen a couple doctors about it, and they all just kind of go,
Right.
And I'm like, wow, that's not a real thing. And then
that's certainly not a diagnosis.
Right.
Look it up.
No. But the last time I had someone look into it, he walked back with a piece of paper and said, okay, well, here's a piece of paper about a thing that's kind of like what you have, but not what you have at all.
You told me
but
that.
Kind of like it. So here you go. Go ahead and read this. I'm like, what?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Kind of like, but not, but kind of.
A lot of people have trouble trusting doctors. Some people on the thread here are saying that.
Yeah.
I have trouble trusting any doctor.
I think that Penn and Teller's informal challenge of the feng shui claim is completely valid. I think it's really sound.
Well, isn't their whole thing too, though? We are not scientists.
They do
this
say that.
This is just what we are experiencing.
They do say that.
For starters.
In fact, in that show, he even says, yeah, it might be this is a show with two storylines in it, but in that show he says we will admit we're not doing real science here. He says that.
Yeah, but I don't know. My point with the doctor thing is, I mean, you both know about this, but it took me the last 6 months to figure out that my birth control pill was causing problems with my body, and I had to see 7 different people to figure it out.
Oh, wow.
All of them were like, oh, it's this. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's this. You're totally healthy. Nothing wrong with you. No, I know my body. There's something wrong with me.
But then that kind of says if you're going to have someone come in to feng shui your home, then you can't trust that it's actually going
to work. Like they should check my vagina first.
That's true. Right. Or are they saying there's many different ways to create a positive chi? Like
there's
thousands of ways to say I love you, but you're still saying that statement.
Well,
so
isn't that what Shelley said a little bit ago?
I wasn't listening. She just,
that there's multiple ways to achieve the thing that is the whatever.
Yeah. Well, feng shui operates on the same kind of bullshit thing that religion does, and that is there's always an escape hatch, you know? And various excuses are offered, and it's really just a confidence game, and that's why Penn and Teller went after it, and that's why I wanted to talk about it on the show. It's just a confidence game. If you have confidence that putting your red couch against the wall and having it go over the entryway a little bit where you could stub your toe on it, if you have confidence that that's going to help you earn more money, that confidence might be the thing that helps you really motivate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there are probably great examples of people having their house rearranged and then becoming really motivated because they believe in it.
Yeah, and I mean,
they had to be motivated to do something in the first place. Like,
that's my problem with motivational bullshit too. That's a whole other show I want to talk about. Motivation. Do you know how common burnout of motivational speakers is? How fucking great is that? I love that fact.
Is that
highly
evangelicals too?
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
I suspect it probably is.
You would think. Right? I imagine. I know that there are a lot of preachers. We're starting to discover there are a lot of people who have been preaching the Word of God who have questioned it their whole lives and or half their lives.
Who's that guy that just came out?
Well, he didn't.
It was a fake.
There was this wonderful fraud perpetrated this morning.
It was good. I believed for like a second it was funny.
Yeah. I got an email from Jeff Hatch who had brought this preacher up on our show. And it was like an anonymous kind of attack. It was really weird. This whole bubble of media had been built, a fake Twitter account and a website. And they had CNN and newspaper clippings on this video that they put up of this guy denouncing God, denouncing the Bible, denouncing religion. And it was all a hoax.
That's a shame. And he's like a mega pastor.
Yeah, he's
mega church pastor.
Yeah, he's not a pastor.
I was about to say it sounds like
I could go for some mega pasta right now.
Yeah, you're making me hungry is what you're doing. A little more of Penn and Teller's bullshit, the feng shui episode.
Necessity of the same drastic changes that David made? Hell no! She moved nothing. Neither did Kartar. But she did make a big deal out of the color.
In the family room, are the big red couches, which is not really great for this part of the house. And a lot of red color is the fire element. Oh. And fire tends to be extreme. If any family member were to spend time in this room with all that red color, it could cause problems with the teeth, the mouth, the jaw, the chest area.
Wow, that's some serious stuff. But at least now we know red is bad.
You know, Andrea, this red color you chose for the living family area is absolutely perfect.
Your existing sofa is a perfect color for this room. Burgundies, reds, purples. I want this room to look like an Edwardian bordello.
All this red color even makes this part of the house more accident prone. So all that red color is not good for that particular room.
You couldn't have done better because the house energy from the front and the back actually requires red right here.
I'm hoping that sofa isn't as red as their faces once they see this show.
Thank you, Penn and Teller's bullshit.
Yeah.
Painful to watch.
Love that
show. So obviously these three folks, they don't have a system. That's, I think, what is really impressive about what they did on.
They have their own system.
They're just making shit up. That's what's important. And there's so much going on. I can't believe how significantly duped we are in our society by weight loss programs and you name it. There's so many cons out there, and we've become a society that just buys that crap.
Do you think any of them really believe it, that they can do it?
Sure. Well,
that's the biggest problem. I think all three of those people believe they have some sort of special intuitive understanding of the chi.
So we're so deep.
And that the chi is real. That's the other thing. It's bullshit.
Which to me is always the bigger danger in people, is the people who believe what they're doing is the right thing.
Right.
Rather than the people who know they're messing with
it. It's kind of nicer. It's like, well, at least you believe what you're doing, you're not purposefully lying
to
everybody.
But it's dangerous. It's even more dangerous to me. It's like the killer who shoots and says, I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
You know, that's
well, I'm taking your money. That's the right thing. Yeah. For
and for the Australian listeners, what he meant to say, it's like the killer who shoots. I just want to clear that up. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on the GoCast Network, skepticallyyours.net, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to the listeners. Susie Kaufman, Wendy Hughes, Kyle Delaney, Grave Apologist, Danielle Lucas, Herbie, Zen Atheist Reagan, Carl Barrett, Travis Roy, Mom, Godless Matt, Cameron Winters, and Joe Swam. These were the screen names of the people chatting in the Skeptic Tank last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
That's right. And we have our first video commercial. I'm very excited about this.
Oh.
This is for a
It's for a movie that actually interviewed me. It's a movie about offensive comedy. And these guys are raising some money, and I asked them to send me a video. And so we are now going to run Skeptically Yours, GoCast Network's first video ad spot.
They couldn't get any traction with rap artists, so now they're going after comics.
A documentary about how boundaries are defined in comedy.
There's always something that is the great taboo.
You talk about race,
pedophilia, or religion.
Suicide, also hilarious.
Can rape be funny? No. Can making a joke about rape be funny? Yes, if it's funny.
And what happens when a comedian goes too far?
If you can't make fun of any tragedy, there's no comedy left in the world.
That's not funny. Please support the movie at Kickstarter.com.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with... No, Johnny Three Nuts.
No,
Jimmy Palumbi and Shelley Siegel.
That's right. Welcome back, guys. Thanks.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for being
and
here.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Really. It's. Did we say the same thing?
Yes, we did.
How cute are we?
So we're not twins.
Anyway, that's it. I'm done talking about feng shui. It's bullshit.
Now let's talk about Wang Chung.
Where
are they? Why don't they record anymore?
I don't know that they're real. What is a Wang Chung?
What do you think it is?
Well, everybody's supposed to do it tonight.
I think it's the name of the third nut.
I'm not sure. I imagine that's true.
Shelley, what are you doing after this tour?
Having coffee with me?
Absolutely not. You should be able to say my answer. Oh, no, you're translating for me. Not reading my mind, obviously. No.
Well, when you deny him, I probably should translate, fuck off.
Aw, don't give us the lip.
Aw.
you won me over with this song. I am going back to Australia for a couple of months, maybe 2 months, and then coming back again for another 3 months.
That's great.
Yeah.
You going to hang out with us?
Absolutely.
If you don't have a kick-ass pad down at downtown to stay in?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Even if I do. Or you guys come stay with me.
Yeah.
But
see ya,
Emery. Oh, my God.
Do Australians have a better grasp of enjoying every day since everything there can kill you?
Do Australians have a better grasp?
I think we're...
The joke's old now.
Pretty relaxed people.
Yeah.
I've never seen an animal that can kill me, except here. I saw, like, a red...
Easy.
Black widow spider.
Oh. That can't kill you.
They can't kill you?
Unless you're allergic, they're not deadly. Oh. You have much more deadly animals.
Yeah, but I just don't see them in the city.
Right, you know? Right. They're out in the bush.
Do you have cities?
That's what I hear, like, is the kind of most common perception of Australia from Americans.
What are those crazy
questions?
We have the
most deadly animals.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, do you wear shoes in Australia?
Someone actually asked her this.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Who asked you that?
Do you have electricity in Australia?
Who said this? Where? You were in Texas.
A dumb fuck.
No, crazy people. I don't really want to say who because it's embarrassing where I was. I was 15 years old, and I was playing table tennis in the Jewish youth American Games.
We got to get you and Amanda on the table.
Really?
I'm not even talking about playing the game of tennis.
Hey, I am the Jewish champion.
So the best of all the losers?
She's calling you out. That's great. Yeah. I didn't know you played ping pong.
If I'm not Jewish, if I don't call myself Jewish anymore, do I have to like give my title back?
Right?
You do, actually. Right? So you're just like everybody else now.
Well, I used to be, oh my God, this is really embarrassing. I'm telling this. I was 9th in Australia for my age group at the time.
9th?
Yeah, when I
really?
Played, when I played properly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And everyone, ping pong, who came all the way from Australia to play ping pong. I'm like, it's table tennis, mate.
You do a good.
That's how you say it.
You do a good American accent. I'm impressed.
Well, and she's right. Ping pong is a brand.
It is a brand.
Uh-huh. Like, like Frisbee.
Really?
That's true. And hula hoop.
And Jell-O.
Hula hoop is a brand.
And Three Nuts. A lot of people don't know that's a brand.
It's really funny because, like, sometimes we have different brands than you guys, and that's the brand is the name of the product.
Right.
You know? And so I come here and I can't communicate. I was like asking for, you have a Sharpie. We call them Poskers. I was like, anyone got a Posca? And I was like,
Posker?
What is that? A Posca?
Yeah. Posca.
Like a big texter. And texter.
You were like, what's a texter?
Yeah, a texter. And we couldn't communicate because we don't have the same company name.
Speak English, mate. What? How are you spelling Posker?
Pasta.
Is it
Posca? It's like. Do you remember how to spell that, Mel? It's like P-O-S-C-A.
Posca. So it is not er.
Yeah.
Because I got the Brits hanging out with me all the time, and everything sounds like it's got a fake "er" on the end of it.
And you always talk like this.
I do not.
You always, yes, Matt.
Yeah, you do. You really do. A lot.
Yeah.
That's how I know when Matt's in town. Is when you start doing that.
God damn it.
You always talk like this.
We saw him last night.
Everything's in a question mark.
And he wears a monocle.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Really, everything's in a question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I come over and talk like that at your place?
You do. That's how I know Matt's in town.
It's so weird.
I've brought this up. I've said it. I've been like, oh, Matt's in town. You're like, yeah, you're staying on the couch.
I can't believe I do that. Are you out of your mind?
I will point it out to you next time you do it.
So will I.
I can't believe it's true.
Is it like a sixth sense? Before you even know he's in town, you start talking like that? Hello, everybody. Good Lord, Matt's in town.
And he calls people mate.
I love the word mate. I like the word mate. I like the Scottish for yeah, I like that. I like I and mate. Those are great words.
And everyone you use that military thing, too.
I've done that my whole life.
But you're not military.
It was when I was on a CB, driving cross country doing comedy. I had a CB so that I wouldn't get tickets, which didn't work. But I would have had four times more tickets. But I used to use a CB, and I started picking up kind of some of the military jargon that the CB has morphed, you know, has glommed onto. So I do that.
You know the phonetic alphabet. So do I, because I was a nerd.
Yeah. Well, I made a point of learning the phonetic alphabet because when I started working on Macintosh computers and having to order things online over the phone, it just give serial numbers to people when you're talking to them, it really does make a difference. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the difference between 5 minutes and 5 seconds.
Try having a slightly different last name. You have to do the same thing.
McAlpin.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare,
every
right?
time you spell it, you don't say P as in Peter. And then they go B, V. Yeah. B,
I like to
V.
mess with them on the phone. It's A as in boy, B as in table.
I like the Family Guy bit. Lugia. What's that guy's name? There's a Family Guy bit, and I can't remember the star. His last name's Lugia. The star's name, and he's at an airport, and he's going L as in Lugia, right. O as in oh my God, it's in his first name, Lugia. It's Lozier. Does anyone know that actor's name? I'm completely out there. I don't know, but it's a funny piece.
We've got
it goes
a few minutes
forever.
Left. I'm wondering if anybody on the wall has any questions for Shelley, since she's not been around for a while.
Yeah. Shelley.
If you have questions for Shelley and you're on the wall, ask them now because we're going to sign off in a few seconds here.
No.
I know.
No.
Well, in fact, I kind of wanted to play Saved, the video, as we leave the show.
Do it.
So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to wrap up the show, as a matter of fact, right
Shelley,
now.
Shelley, how do you like America?
That's your question?
That's the question.
I'm glad I was here to answer that really important question.
All right.
I like it a lot.
Here we go. Awesome.
Oh, here's someone else on the wall wants to know, Shelley, do you guys wear tampons? That's it for the free version
down
of episode
under.
33, another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I want to thank our guest, not Johnny Three Nuts.
Nope.
Jimmy Palombi.
You're welcome.
Shelley Siegel. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson.
Thank you.
Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Jimmy Tucox?
I don't think he's going to show. And we'll be talking about...
Unlikely Surnames.
That's a good one. Yes, we will.
Thanks to our audio engineer, Jansen Lefever. Our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Skeptic Tank moderator, Joseph Fung Like a Horse Swam. And our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Schways Both Ways, Winter.
You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours. Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe. And now, we leave the show with Shelley Siegel saved.
Say that I need to be saved. Say with me the difference. God hears what. When you are
you think you know that someone is listening to what you are saying. So you think that you can tell us how to live our lives, never questioning the thoughts from which your moral code derives. You think that suffering is part of some great plan that's been devised. I wonder when we'll be rid of your life. Say I need to hear. Upon the one you say is all-knowing, well, are they really deserved? So you